With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. A budget summit reveals some differing philosophies on how fast they can reach a deal and what is important to each chamber. House Speaker Charles McCall talking about a top priority for his chamber.
Those things that we have not found agreement on that are still very important to the House of Representatives. Number one, a tax cut for the people of the state of Oklahoma.
While Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat wanted to address line item issues before any discussion occurred about a tax cut.
We don't anticipate walking out of here with a budget today. So I know that you suggested we may be able to do that. I don't foresee any ability to do that because of our commitment to transparency.
Lawmakers talked about funding for emergency management and public education. The meeting lasted nearly 3 hours. They will meet again on Thursday afternoon, and we will be there. Democrats in the State House argue the current budget process is not bipartisan and misses the mark in really doing things to help Oklahomans. Senator Julia Kurt says at the top of their list is public education.
The legislature should be trusted to work together to find solutions. And what we're seeing right now is a presentation as if there's only two options, that we have a Senate option and a House option.
Kurt says a true bipartisan budget would not include more money for private schools when public schools funding remains below the regional average. Speaking of education, the Oklahoma Department of Education, using a private attorney, is asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit filed against the agency and State Superintendent Ryan Walters. It seems that two teachers who received $50,000 in bonuses filed the suit after the agency moved to take the money back. The agency is countersuing the teachers, claiming the education department is the real victim. Covering State Capitol News, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
More than 171 years of journalism experience in one network. Ann Roberts, who anchors mornings, has 32 years experience. Dale Forbes, middays, 45 years experience. Ken Johnson with 42 years experience. And Bob Sands in your afternoons with 52 years experience. Couple that with being an Oklahoma-owned and managed news network, and you've got the news leader for the state, the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.